Hello and welcome to CJ Evolution, the podcast dedicated to helping criminal justice professionals like you. Now here's your host, fellow CJ Evolutionary, Patrick Fitzgibbons.
Hello everybody, welcome back. Episode 107, Patrick here, CJ Evolution. Thank you for tuning into my podcast. I hope everybody is doing very, very well. We're at 107 episodes right now, folks, because of you, the listener, sharing it with family and friends, downloading it, turning into the website, cjevolution.net. I sure do appreciate it, folks. Thank you very much. And a special thanks to all the first responders out there doing a very difficult job day in, day out, every night. We appreciate what you do. It looks like it happened again, everybody. Another attack in London, England, this time on the very famous bridge, London Bridge. Some maniac terrorist took out a bunch of people in a van, and then three of these idiots popped out of the van and started stabbing people. Thank God for the first responders over there that were able to eliminate the threat. I know some of us don't want to say that in public discourse, but that's what needs to be done with these terrorists. Eliminate the threat. And I really hope and pray for the families and friends of the loved ones that lost their lives. Another tragic terrorist event in London. I just cannot believe it. I hope it ends. And, I hope we're doing what we can to identify terrorist threats in the United States. For all those people out there that don't think that we should be trying to secure our border and see who come into this country, all you have to do, folks, is look overseas and see the chaos and all the crap that is happening overseas. And, it is just horrific and horrible. And that can very easily come over to the United States. So thank you for all the first responders out there doing a very, very difficult job in these very trying times. Thank you so much. I wanted to talk a little bit tonight about the power of humility, the hidden power of humility. Humility is the act of being modest, reverential, even politely submissive. It is the opposite of aggression, arrogance, pride, and vanity. And on the surface, it appears to empty its holder of all power. But on the contrary, it grants enormous power to its owner. We should adopt the power of humility in our profession in law enforcement and criminal justice. Humility offers its owner complete freedom from the desire to impress, be right, or get ahead. Frustrations and losses have less impact on a humble ego, and a humble person confidently receives opportunity to grow, improve, and reject society's labels. A humble life results in contentment, patience, forgiveness, and compassion. We all work with people who are extremely humble, especially in law enforcement. I do all the time, every day. I work with great men and women who are very, very humble. And we need all of us to adopt the power of humility, realizing that we're not always right. It's okay to be wrong. In fact, it's a strength to be wrong, folks. The minute you decide that you're never wrong is actually an act of weakness. I've seen this before, day in and day out in the profession. I've spent my life, the majority of my adult life, in a uniform, just like a lot of you have. And I have seen people, leaders, quote unquote, always have to be right. You know what I'm talking about, right? These are the guys and girls that always have to be right. They don't want to admit that they're wrong. They don't want to show that humility. Because you know what? If they do show that humility, they do show that act of, you know what? I am wrong and you're right. Then they view that as a sign of weakness. Folks, I view it as a sign of strength. Humility understands individual limitations. Humility appreciates others. Humility respects others and their opinions. Humility listens more and speaks less. Humility withholds judgments over intentions as much as possible. Humility helps others and promotes others. Humility always begins in our heart. As a result, it offers significant control over attitude, outlook, and actions. It has nothing to prove, but everything to offer. I hope this has been beneficial, folks. I hope all of you are doing fantastic, because I am, and I hope you are too. Thank you for tuning in to the show. I sure do appreciate a lot of great guests coming up, and I hope you stay tuned in, because you're going to really enjoy the guests that are coming on the show very soon. Stay tuned, everybody. Be safe. And thank you for all you do, all the first responders and brave men and women who work in the criminal justice field. Take care. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to CJ Evolution. Be sure to head over to iTunes and rate and review the podcast, and reach out to Patrick on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Anchor, or Snapchat. We'll see you next time on CJ Evolution.